Hello, welcome to my third podcast. Bonjour, guten Tag, buenos dias, bon dia, guten Tag, ni hao, yo napot. This time I've decided to call this a blogcast because I thought that it might be a nice idea to just talk about a few things, writing it down as if I were just chatting with you. So, I'll talk for a few minutes about a few things that I'm interested in regarding my language. The first thing I'd like to talk about is expressions. English people love using expressions and sayings when they talk with each other. It adds interest to conversations and colour to the language. It's always a surprise to me that when I'm talking with non-native speakers, I notice just how many expressions I want to use. But then I have to think about whether the person I am talking with would understand them. When I was in France in 1997 to learn French, I made a comparison between English and French expressions. It was interesting to discover which were the same when directly translated, as for example, walls have ears, les murs ont les oreilles, and others which were not quite the same. For example, never in a month of Sundays in English is never in a week of four Thursdays in French. The meaning was the same. It means that something will never happen. I've left a good website that explains a lot of expressions on my text. I often wonder how people get motivated or keep motivated when they are learning something. Language learning is difficult, and it's easy to get a little bored or feel that things are a bit too difficult. I also think that keeping motivation high is not always easy. Here's a good expression I found on the internet. Be respectful towards yourself. Don't shout at the apple and demand that it ripens. It won't ripen any faster, and all you get is a sore throat. This really does apply to language learning, I think, and even the part about shouting. Have you ever tried singing in a different language to your own native language? I've been learning French songs for a couple of years, and it's very difficult. On the other hand, it's really interesting to have a try and see how pronunciation can improve. It's also interesting to be able to see what the song words mean. Depending on the song, these can be very difficult to understand. One thing that is difficult for language learners is when native speakers speak fast, and it is difficult to follow them. I have had lots of problems with this in the past, with French and German people speaking too fast for me. And it sometimes still happens. I have a technique that seems to work for me, and I'd like to share it with you. This involves trying to listen more carefully, but also to listen mostly for the keywords or the most important words, so that you can follow the sense of what is being said. Also, don't be afraid to interrupt politely, of course, with an interjection, something like, "Oh, yes, yes, I see." And if you don't understand so well, then repeat what you think was said. "Did you say that? Oh, yes, I agree." Or, "Is that what you said? I think that's what you said." Here's an example of what I mean. I'll speak this rather quickly for you. So the main speaker, the native speaker, would say something like, "Ah, so you're learning English, and how do you find it? Do you find it interesting? Difficult sometimes, I suppose. We talk a bit fast. Maybe it's a bit difficult for you to follow everything that is said." And of course, there you would listen to the words. "So you are learning English, and how do you find it? Do you find it interesting? Difficult sometimes? I suppose you would. We talk a bit too fast, maybe. It's difficult for you to follow everything that is said. So you're listening for the important words there." And of course, you could say, "Oh yes, I'm learning English. It is interesting. Sometimes I find it difficult, yes. The idea is to keep listening to the important points. And if you don't understand something completely, always be prepared to say something like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't just catch what you said there. Could you just tell me that again, please?" Bye for now. See you next time.